our industry is really poised to be the primary recipient of caring for our aging cohort, which is the fastest growing cohort in the United States.
Welcome to season 8 of Bridge the Gap, a podcast dedicated to informing, educating, and influencing the future of housing and services for seniors. The BTG Network is powered by sponsors
Align, NICMAP,
ProCare HR, Sage, Hamilton Captel, ServiceMaster, The Bridge Group Construction, and Salinity, and produced by Salinity Marketing.
Bridge the Gap in 3, 2. Welcome to Bridge the Gap Podcast, the Senior Living Podcast with Josh and Lucas at a very exciting, can you hear and feel the energy here today at the NHI Symposium in Nashville? We have a great friend and returning guest. We want to welcome Rob Chapin back to the show. Welcome, Rob.
Thank you, Lucas. Great to be back with you guys. Congrats on all your success.
Well, thank you so much. And you know what? People will notice that I didn't really give you your title there because I didn't know which one to choose. There's quite a few of them because it's really, you're at a very fun part of your career. Maybe you've always had fun at your career, I'm sure, but this is a very interesting part in your career where you're able to kind of pick and choose who you're going to help the most. And I'd love to talk about that today. Obviously you have launched Channel Marker Advisors.
Yes.
That's one thing. And then you sit on a lot of boards, including NHI.
Yes.
Bring us and our listeners kind of up to date on Rob Chapin and the things that you're involved with.
You know, today, as I think about our industry, and I've been in the industry now for over 2.5 decades, it's probably the most exciting time that I can ever remember in terms of where the sector is overall, where the opportunities are overall, the enthusiasm, the energy level, and to have the background and experience that I've had both on the investment side of the business and also on the operations side of the business, bringing those two things together at this point in time in our industry and working with so many incredible people is just something that that I could have never imagined. And it's really exciting to work with folks that really, you know, have a sense and passion for continuing to provide incredible outcomes for our aging population. They understand the opportunity. We've been through some hard times. And for us to be where we are today, I think says a lot about our industry, the resilience of it, the product, and the opportunities going forward. So, you know, for me, I do have that unique position now of kind of picking and choosing folks I like to work with. Problem is, everybody in this industry is so great, I want to work with all of them. That's been the bigger challenge, is just finding opportunities that where my skill sets can help companies where they are in the evolution of their companies, and helping them drive forward and get to the outcomes that they want to get to.
Well, would you mind kind of listing out some, maybe your top seat? I know we don't have time to go through all of the what you're involved in, but maybe hit a couple of the big ones and maybe state some of the reasons why you're involved with them and what your goals are.
What I've really come to find out since I have stepped down from being in a more corporate role on the operations and ownership side of the business is working with a lot of the service providers in the industry and understanding the depth and breadth and the skill sets that they have and the things that they bring to the business that are so incredibly important and the value drivers that they have that really allow owners and operators to drive, again, the right performance outcomes that they're trying to get to as well. The commitment of these organizations as well, something I really didn't have an appreciation for. So now working with them has been really fun. And to name a couple of them that I'm really excited about would be CARE. You know, CARE has been a leader in the kind of the staffing industry. They get somewhat of a bad rap. They think, you know, people think that they're more of a placement type labor component, but they're really not. I mean, they really are a strategic partner in helping operators optimize and staffing their labor queues. So they're doing incredible things. They're on the forefront of a lot of technology that's helping and empowering operators and owners on how to think about staffing and optimizing their staffing and driving outcomes in that way. So working with CARE has been a really, really fun project for me. And another company I'm really excited about is a company called Nona Scientific. They're a specialty lab company, and they provide diagnostic and lab services to a broad array of different operators. And again, you know, pre-COVID, senior housing really wasn't thought of as the front line of healthcare, but during COVID, it really shifted into becoming part of the healthcare continuum. And so having, you know, service providers, especially in the specialty lab side of the business, be able to partner with operators and help them provide great service, lab service specifically to their residents that are allowing those residents to have a great quality and healthcare life is really important. You know, healthcare today is probably one of the most important components of our industry in the value outcome that we provide today. So thinking about those providers that do it really well is really important. And so Nona Scientific is that company for me that I get to be a part of and help them think about their business strategically, where they are in terms of you know, how they can continue to grow and provide the services that they provide so well. And do it, you know, with a passion that they have in working with the different operators. They have, just like CARE, they have such a passion for the industry, for the operators, and most importantly, for their residents and their families.
Yeah. Now, Rob, I would assume we're here at NHI, the symposium, a lot of operators represent a lot of units, a lot of beds, a lot of real estate, a lot of people in the industry. So what specifically is your role? What are you doing to add value to this organization as well as all of these operators that are here today?
I recently joined the board of NHI. I've been longtime friends with Eric and have admired his work back when he was at Emeritus and watched him continue to grow and evolve in his career in the senior housing industry. We've remained very close friends. And always talked about one day when I retire, maybe I would join his board. And he took me up on that. I couldn't have been more excited to really step in to this new board role at a time when I think NHI is really poised for a lot of successful growth going forward as they're looking to really shift a lot of their investment strategy around more of their RIDEA structure. From the sale-leaseback structure. And not to say that they won't continue to do that, but I think, you know, one of the reasons that Eric wanted me to join the board is because of my deep operational experience and also on the ownership side as well. So merging those two things together and bringing that expertise, you know, and managing and owning thousands and thousands of senior housing communities across the country, I think is something that I'm really excited about, bringing those contributions to the team and Eric.
Was no doubt we see and we hear your excitement. We see and hear the excitement in our industry. With that, what would you say over the next several years are these operators that are here today? What is the biggest challenge and opportunity they're going to face as we move ahead over the next few years?
Our industry is really poised to be the primary recipient of caring for our aging cohort, which is the fastest growing cohort in the United States. And we do that in a way that really encompasses, you know, great resident amenities, great hospitality, right? And great kind of healthcare. And what we like to call well care now. I think, you know, today's resident really wants to be about how can I be preventative in my health and wellness so I do have a good quality of life going forward. And so, you know, that's the opportunity. And so, and also the challenge for the operators as well to be on the forefront of that. I think the other opportunity is that we're seeing is the importance of ownership, capital, and operations merging closer together. And not having this void or the separation. And we, I think through the last probably 5 years in particular, I think owners of our industry have really started to understand the critical importance of getting in the weeds of, on the operational side. And so all of those things together are going to be the opportunities and the challenges to continue to be able to push and drive our industry to get to the right outcomes. You know, I would say that at Bridge Investment Group, you know, we were one of the first, probably in the private equity world of senior housing, to buy and fully integrate an operating company into our business. So owner, operator together. And it was not an easy thing to do, but it was the right thing to do. And what it really exposed for me as an owner and not an operator was how different owners and operators think and approach the business. I mean, can literally remember when we were first onboarding the operator that we acquired and grew, and we were starting to communicate with them via email, and we were communicating, you know, on spreadsheets and stuff like that, and they were communicating back with emojis. So, you know, we're going, wow, there is a wide gap on how we think about the world. But I think, again, the opportunity going forward, Josh, to your question, is operators are really starting to understand the importance of thinking like an owner, understanding upfront what it means from an ownership perspective to drive value on that side. And then conversely, owners understanding the opportunity of closely aligning and integrating fully with the operators and understanding what their unique challenges and needs are and providing those resources, whether it be real capital, whether it be training, whether it be bringing together the right service providers around them to drive the right outcomes going forward. So I think that really is what I'm most excited about to your question about, you know, what's the future look like? I think seeing those two come together, and I think having, you know, operators in a position of strength as opposed to being on their heels all the time is going to be the main driver in that. And you know, the best outcome here is for the residents. Sure. That quality experience is going to continue to ascend as that process continues to grow and get better. But there's such an awareness today around this than there was even a few years ago. And I think we're going to see some really exciting things come out of that as an industry going forward.
Lucas, that's a master's level course from Rob.
It is. You know, yeah. This feels like we're at a sporting event and he's like giving us the play-by-play. There's like, we're so close to the action here. The energy is like growing and growing, and Rob is just like calling the plays, calling the shots, like a sportscaster here. This is what it feels like. Okay, so I digress. A final question, and we're going to let you get back to your schedule. So, talk to us just briefly, Channelmarker Advisors. I mean, I think that there's some people that are listening. They're operators, investors, they're vendor partners, they're saying, wait a minute, Rob's available to work with? You mean I might have a chance to get Rob to kind of peel back the kimono of my business and kind of advise me? Is that the kind of the essence of what Channelmarker Advisors would be for some people?
It really is. Yeah, simply put in a nutshell. And it's really taking the aggregation of all my kind of life and business experiences over the last 35 years in business, the ups and downs of, you know, good times and bad times when you don't think you're going to make it. And having that context and perspective, and then the unique experiences that I've had as well, to incorporate those into, you know, I'm working with businesses at every kind of evolution, from startups to companies that are 30, 40 years old that are in the midst of a succession plan. And so for me, it's really fun to be able to kind of connect with them in a place, in a moment in time that they are in, and provide a certain set of, you know, of perspectives and a lens that they don't have. And sometimes, you know, it's, you know, as we remember with our parents, you just want your parents to put their arm around you and go, it's going to be okay. And so sometimes it's just a little bit of that, because they're facing some pretty challenging things that, and overwhelming opportunities that they're trying to tackle. And if you've been in business long enough, like I have, you guys haven't experienced that yet. You've seen a lot and you've experienced a lot. And so I'm able to take those experiences and contextualize it into the specific situation that they're in. So again, what's been fun is working with, you know, companies that are, again, more in the startup mode, all the way through a life cycle of a company that's been around for multiple decades in the industry and looking to reinvent itself and do different things differently. And how can they do that? So that's the fun, that's the passion, that's the opportunity, excitement that I'm having now, and thrilled to be doing that.
Well, thank you, Rob. You could be doing anything you want to be doing. Thanks for continuing to invest in our industry and the people that are here. And thanks for investing in time for us. And this podcast touches a lot of people, and I know that's valuable information you shared. So thank you for that.
Well, again, thank you guys for your diligence over almost a 10-year period now to stay with this. And it hadn't always been easy, I'm sure.
Not at all.
But I love every time I come to an event and see this table and these bright lights and you guys with your energy and passion highlighting and showcasing so many talented and passionate people in our industry. And you two are two of the best in that. And driving that message forward, it's very meaningful to me. And I know as an industry, we really appreciate you guys. So thank you as well.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Rob. Rob, great leader, also a great husband and a great father, great businessman, and a great friend to us and to the industry. We appreciate your time today.
Thanks, Lucas. Thank you, Josh. Appreciate it. Yep.
And to our listeners that love this content, we have so much more. Go to btgvoice.com. Connect with us there. Also LinkedIn. We'd love to hear your perspective as well. Thanks for listening to another great episode of Bridge the Gap.
Thanks for listening to Bridge the Gap podcast with Josh and Lucas. Connect with the BTG Network team and use your voice to influence the industry by connecting with us at btgvoice.com.